Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we have another question. We actually have a question about someone who's concerned about a family member. The title of the question is Parents and Adult Child, Joint Account or Beneficiary. Trying to help family member determine best option for setting up a brokerage account with one of their adult children. The options are A, set up as joint account, mother and son, or B, account in mother's name, adult son name as sole beneficiary. The desired net result is that in the event of mother's death, the account balance passes to son in full. Are there any tax benefits or ramifications of option A versus option B? Thanks in advance. This is a really great question because this is something that people really don't think about when they're thinking about handling their finances. So it's really the transfer of wealth. How money is going to move if something should happen to you, God forbid, and also the financial risk of titling accounts certain ways. We always think, okay, well, let's just do a joint account. Well, there's more tools in our toolbox than just joint accounts, and they act differently. So what's the difference between a joint owner and a beneficiary? Well, the thing we need to know here before we can answer this question is one, as a joint owner, each person is entitled to 100% of the account. So this may be the mother's money, but they want to put it onto the son. As she said, if something should happen to the mother, that the son could have it 100% in full. Unfortunately, when you have a joint account, that son has access 100% of the time now, before the death. And that could be scary. So let's say that you have a savings of maybe $100,000. The son goes in there one day. He wants to buy a Corvette. He takes out $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. He goes spend it, and the mother is upset. Well, she can kick and scream all that she wants. She can have proof that she put in all the money, but it's a joint account. That son can take the money as he wills. Now, as a beneficiary, once again, this is only when the person passes away. If the mother should pass away, God forbid, too soon, then the assets get transferred over to the beneficiary. Now, how this is transferred, it just depends on how the accounts are set up. Sometimes it'll go through the estate. Sometimes it will go directly to the individual. It just really depends on the bank and how that account is set up. So make sure that you read the details of both. Once again, this is for general purposes only, but one of the questions I would ask you as a financial advisor to help your family member out is this. How much do they really trust their son? Do they feel comfortable allowing them to have access to so much money? One of the questions I will also ask is there a father around? Is there somebody else who is entitled to the funds? A majority of the time we find out our parents who have multiple children tend to put the oldest child in charge, put them on all the accounts, make them responsible for all the assets. Unfortunately, when you do that without designating different beneficiaries or outlining something in the will, then the kids tend to get nothing and they really don't have a right to any of the money because you've designated it all to one individual, hoping that they do the right thing. This is the same situation. That's a lot of power to give someone if you don't want them to manage your assets. So to mitigate some of this risk, she could do one or two options. She can open a joint account with only a small amount of money that she wants her son to have access to or that she's willing to give to him upon her death. She can keep the remainder of her money that she needs for food, water, shelter, and clothing in a separate account without him on it. Or, as you said before, option B, where she can designate him as the beneficiary. So if she does pass away, he can get access to the money. Now, how fast he can get the money is once again something he is going to have to plan for. If he's going to have to go through probate court or if he's getting the money directly, he needs to set his expectations. Too many times we see people come into the bank. They say, my mother passed away. I was beneficiary. I want my money. Unfortunately, we have to send it up to the state so it can go through probate. And sometimes that can take 3, 6, 9 months or even a year or more to close the estate down. If you want to get access to your money faster, once again, we are going to put it into a joint account. The person has instant access. The person passes away. You bring in the death certificate. You say, hey, unfortunately, my mother has passed away. I am entitled to these funds. And you go on about your business. You could pay for the funeral or any other expenses that may come up during her death. Well, let me know in the comments, are you in this type of situation? Are you prepared if something should happen to you too soon? God forbid, what would you do? Would you put a joint account together or would you have them as a beneficiary? I would love to know your answers. Also, if you're not subscribed, make sure you do. Like, comment, all helps the algorithm. It all helps me, and it's all for free. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.